Amen. Our scripture today will be found in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 1, verse 1 through 8. You're welcome to follow along in your pew Bible if you would like, or just read up here on screen. Let's pray before we start into this. We thank you, Lord, for your word, which you share with us freely and lovingly, full of mercy and grace, Lord, is this moment for you, help us to understand. You open up to us your wisdom, and we ask you, Lord, that we heed it, that we place it within our hearts, that we use it to help us grow into the person that, you want us to be. And we pray also for your mercy to be upon the sermon, that it too might be for your glory and yours alone. We thank you for your tremendous love, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 1, verse 1 to 8. Hear now God's word. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judea countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Just a question for you. What is the Pennsylvania's state animal? The what? Goat? Turkey? Rough grouse? It's none of them. It's the workhorse. This is the one that we see the most often. No, it's probably one of them, but I just can't tell you which one it is. The story by John the Baptist told around Christmas time is something very new to me. When I think about Christmas time and the people who are associated with the Christmas story, of course, I think probably what most people think, and I default to the nativity. Now, of course, we're missing the wise men here at this point. But when we think about those who are present during Christmas time, we think of Mary and Joseph, the angels, Jesus, the shepherds, and the wise men. But if we were to use the Bible, this uses the Bible, but if we were to look at the whole Bible from Luke, I realize this isn't the whole Bible, but from Luke to Matthew chapter 3, from Luke chapter 1 to chapter 3, and then Matthew, the first few chapters, what people are involved in the birth of Jesus, in the story of the birth of Jesus, what people are involved? Now, Mary, Joseph, shepherds, wise men, angels, we got those covered. Who else are portrayed in the birth of Jesus? The innkeeper. Who? Oh, it's Jerry talking. Who else? Who? Herod. Herod, yep. Elizabeth and Zechariah, very, very much involved in the story of Jesus' birth. Who else? There's two more that I'm thinking of. Simeon and Anna. Simeon and Anna show up 8 days after Jesus' birth. Simeon was promised to see the birth of the Messiah, and Anna did some prophesying about what Jesus would do during his life. Now, looking past Jesus' birth to the rest of Jesus' lives, what people involved in Jesus' birth are still there in Jesus' ministry? Who? Mary. Jesus. One more. John the Baptist. John the Baptist was very much involved in Jesus' birth, at least in the story of Jesus' birth. Remember when Mary went and visited her cousin Elizabeth, who was great with child? And what words were said then? Elizabeth said, "The child within my womb leapt at your presence." John the Baptist was there in Jesus' birth story. But John the Baptist, Mary, and Jesus are the only ones who make that transition to Jesus' life story. The rest of it. And I find that important because when we think about Jesus' birth and Christmas, we tend to compartmentalize. This is Christmas. This is Easter. We have different holidays that are important to us, but those holidays don't often overlap with one another. We talked about this last week. With the preparation for Christmas, we do what? Decorate trees. We do, in fact, we just bought a tree, just got our tree yesterday. It needs to be decorated. We'll do that today. Cookies, presents, and then after, on Christmas Day, we do what? Who opens up presents on Christmas Day? Presents, Christmas Day, and then what else do you do on Christmas Day? Eat, and then do what? Sleep. Do what? Travel. I thought you said play Scrabble. What do you do on Christmas Day? Ice cream? I like ice cream. You can eat that on Christmas Day. I give you my permission to eat ice cream on Christmas Day. But you should probably ask your dad first. What else do we do? What? Open presents. That's right. What? Do what? Eat? Eat cookies. We do eat cookies. What else do we do on Christmas Day? See family and give presents. Watch football. Apparently, I hear Christmas Eve we got a big football game going. Read the Christmas story. What else do we do on Christmas Day? Come to church. We will this Christmas Day. What do we do on Christmas Day? Sing carols. Or if you're like Miss Beverly, you'll sing two carols. What else do we do on Christmas Day? Maybe it's just me, but clean. Do you clean? Do you just leave all the wrapping paper all over the floor, or do you pick it up? No, we pick it up. We have on Christmas morning, we have the kids, and we got the presents, and the tree, and the parents, and the dog, and the black garbage bag. Three of them, actually. And they've got to make everything clean. Now, what do you do after Christmas Day? Sleep. Make sure the house is all tidied up from the day before. The thing about Advent that I think most of us fall into, I know I do, is that we focus so much on Christmas Day that we don't oftentimes think about the day after Christmas, or the day after that, or the day after that. The transition period is lost in our mind. We're doing so much to focus on Christmas that that's all we got. Don't talk to me about anything after because I just want to get through that day. And I get that. It's a lot of work. Mary and Joseph traveling all the way to Bethlehem, all they were thinking was that birth of Jesus. That's it, that day. But when it happened, then they have to start thinking about what comes next. Well, this is where I love that God is in our lives. Because as Mary and Joseph were worried just about that one day, that one event, that one happening, making sure everything goes smoothly and just right, Jesus was thinking about that day and all the days beyond. John the Baptist reminds us that the rest of the story is not finished. It's under construction. And John the Baptist's purpose was to what? Prepare that road. You know, that's our job too. During this time of Lent, or this time of Advent, we get everything ready for Christmas. But let's not forget that our preparation isn't only for that day. It's for all the days beyond. It's so that we might be able to tell this story to those whom we love by the way that we love them. Have fun at Christmas. Enjoy the presents, the family gatherings, the food. Enjoy the fact that Jesus was born. But don't forget that the day after is coming too. And that day is also a day for us to celebrate with our love, our offerings, our giving, and our presence to others. John the Baptist reminds us that the story of Jesus' birth isn't over in one day. That it just starts the story of Jesus' life. And it's that life that we get to be a part of. And for that, I am very, very grateful. I leave you with this benediction today. Grant us, O God, a mind to meditate on You, eyes to behold You, ears to listen for Your Word, a heart to love You, and a life to proclaim You, through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Go in peace, knowing that the love of the Lord goes with you now and always. Amen.